Thursday morning on 92.7 WOBM.
Maroon 5 tickets coming up with Sean and Sue's box office at 7:45. Win them.
Right now, Eric Scott's got your headlines to get you up to date.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. With just over 2 months to go before voters decide on who will be the next governor of New Jersey, a new poll shows Republican Jack Cittarelli still failing to connect with voters on key issues. The Quinnipiac survey shows Democrat Mikey Sherrill with an overall 8-point lead, but also leading among critical independent voters. Cittarelli also lags on three character issues: honesty, empathy, and leadership. In a pair of stunning lawsuits, the mayor and another elected official in Howell are accused of trying to kick certain minority groups out of town, specifically Jews and Mexicans, according to court papers. Mayor John Leggio and Councilman Ian Nadell are not commenting. President Trump celebrating ABC's decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air for comments he made about the Charlie Kirk assassin. Kimmel tried to tie the gunman to MAGA group supportive of the president. United Airlines says operations at Newark Airport back to normal after months of flight disruptions due to air traffic control outages in Philadelphia, staffing shortages, and runway construction. Atlantic City casinos thriving. They had the best summer recorded in over a decade, with winnings up over 6% from August of last year. Stay tuned to the Town Square New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Low clouds, drizzle, fog, and mist will hang on for a few hours this morning before we see big weather improvements around midday. Hang in there. Sunshine and warm temperatures are on the way. We'll go from 60s this morning to around 77 this afternoon. Tonight will be clear and seasonable, low around 62, and tomorrow is going to be a warm and summery day with plenty of sunshine. High temperature jumps to around 82. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.